Where does your family go to Mass, or if they still do?
They went to St. Thomas Aquinas Catholic Church, but they don't anymore. My mom has since become Methodist, I guess. She attends Roswell United Methodist Church. And my dad is not, like, a practicing, doesn't practice any religion.
I got you. Were there community events, or what sort of community events did any of those big churches put on? Was there, like, a Roswell United Methodist barbecue or something like that?
I'm sure they did, but nothing that I was really aware of, majorly.
So nothing that was, like, hugely advertised throughout the community?
I guess the biggest thing would be, like, I think the Presbyterian Church sponsored something called Fifth Quarter, which was after the football games at our high school. They would, like, have, like, pizza, and then they would have, like, a DJ somewhere, like, either in a gym at the church or like, the rec or whatever. Like, I guess they sponsored that, which was, like a lot of high schoolers would go there after the football games or whatever.
Cool. So sort of like an alternative to debauchery, I suppose.
Yeah, I guess.
Let's see. What sort of activities did you or someone you know participate in church or in wherever on kind of a more daily basis rather than just Sunday service, you know, something like youth group or Bible retreats or anything like that?
Right, a lot of my friends were involved with, like, youth groups, or student venture was a big thing at Roswell, which was, like, once a week after school, and Young Life, I guess. I'm not sure if Young Life was at Roswell or not, but I didn't personally, like, participate, because, like I said, like, I went on, like, a few retreats when I was a freshman and sophomore, but after my sophomore year when I became confirmed, I wasn't really interested in any, like, religious practice.
Right. Have you ever been to a wedding?
Yes.
Would you say that wedding was in the traditional line of things or not so much?
Traditional as far as, like,
what you think of it being traditional.
Yeah. The thing is, I actually worked at an events facility where people had weddings, like, on a regular basis.
Oh, okay.
So, like, I would, in high school, I probably attended weddings, like, every weekend.
Yeah.
Basically.
So where was this?
It's called Kimball Hall.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that on Kimball Bridge Road, perchance? Or?
No, it's on, it's in the, like, heart of downtown Old Roswell or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And it's on, the street is called Mimosa Boulevard.
Okay.
It's a historic site.
Cool. So yeah. What would you do? What was your capacity, I suppose?
I got there before the wedding started, obviously. Set up everything, like, set out outside because we had the service there. And then we also had the reception there. So I would set up inside for the reception, help the caterers, help the bartender. Basically kind of an all-purpose, like, employee, and just helping out, coordinating stuff during the event, and then, like, cleaning up afterwards.
Do you know anything about the history of the place? I mean, has it been around a while, or is it new?
Yeah, it's been a while. It's a historic site, like I said. It's named after two sisters, I want to say. Sally Kimball is definitely one of them. I can't remember the other ones. They had a foster home or something, which is what it was originally, and I really don't remember much more history than that.
That's all right. I was just wondering. Okay. Curious, the first time I ever heard of it.
Yeah.
So the people that would have weddings there, would you say they're mostly residents of Roswell, or do you think people would come in from out of town to have weddings there?
I would say that they were majority